Hello, this is a dictation follow-up visit. Lorenzo Tezida, L-O-R-E-N-Z-O-T, like Tom, E-Z-E-D-A. The patient date of birth is 1-9-63. Date of accident, 1-22-2021. Date of service is 3-24-2023. Lorenzo Tezida, T-E-Z-T-E-J-E-D-A. He reported that he is suffering from a lot of symptoms and mainly an accident of the automobile is alleged to be the responsible. He says that a car from behind came and hit his car in a rear-ending fashion. He was just trying to park his car and lifted the entire car up. The impact caused him headache, head injury with loss of consciousness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, right elbow, both wrist, and the right hip and right knee. As the main issues with the difficulty in walking and sitting, standing, the leg is swollen for him. He is more than ready for surgery for his neck. As the MRIs were found positive for his neck, there is a herniated disc indenting the thecal sac at C2-3. Along with there is a osteophyte complex at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6. The patient has ongoing numbness and tingling on the right arm. He also has a grade 1 anterior listosis of C4 on C5 and C7 on T1. It appears that he may benefit from a surgical consult, possibly disc replacement. He is referred to Dr. Mohan, who is going to see him in a few days. He did go to psychiatry also at Henry Ford Hospital, and he is undergoing psychotherapy at Henry Ford Hospital. And he always goes to Henry Ford Hospital for the last 30 years. And he also has done a pain management there for most of the time with Dr. Hess, H-E-S-S, and L-A-N-N-A, S-A-R-A-Y-A. His headaches are also worse to a scale of 1 to 10 is 8. And there is a severe pain in the back of the head that is almost constant. He reports that his knee was scoped before the motor vehicle accident, but the pain has become worse. He also reports of some pain in the right ankle and foot, and they both the knee pain and foot pain and ankle pain are causing him difficulty in walking. He never had any new MRI since the first MRI was done in 2021, in January. He has also not seen a neurosurgeon. The patient reports that the physical examination reveals blood pressure of 118 over 80, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, the new patient visit, which he had on 3-7-2023. Dictation number is 0321-022. Kindly use the general review, musculoskeleton examination, and extremities examination only. The patient diagnosis remains the same. Plan is like this. The patient has been disabled all his life. He suffers from rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia in addition to this motor vehicular accident issues. The patient wants surgery to his neck as he has a weakness of the left arm and the right arm, and he's dropping phone and constant pain, numbness, shooting pain, numbness involving the entire arm is reported. And the patient has an appointment with Dr. Mohan for neurosurgical consultation. Other than that, patient will continue to take medications for his relief. He has been provided with a compounding cream along with, he is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Trazodone 100 mg at night for depression and sleep has been provided. Flexeril 10 mg every 8 hours for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine patches 5%, one daily has been provided, 30 of them. For pain relief, I have provided Norco 7.5325 once a day, 30 tablets. Hopefully this will help you. Physical therapy is ordered 2 times per week, focusing neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulder and knee, and both wrist. I also proposed to him trigger point injection of the trapezius muscle and supraspinatus muscle, and injection to the cervical fiber of the trapezius. 3 injections are ordered, and patient has provided a consult. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. The procedure for the trigger points involving the trapezius muscle for the right side, which is the worst, two trigger points were noticed on the right upper cervical fibers and right supraspinatus tendon and right upper trapezius muscle. The 3 injections were done to provide immediate relief for the patient. The medical indications are as follows. The patient has been involved in an automobile accident as of 1/22/2021 with positive findings in the cervical spine and the thoracic spine. And on examination, there was a spasm and trigger points with the rebound, with a reproducible tenderness was noticed in the right trapezius muscle for the thoracic and cervical fibers. And with the help of the patient, they were identified. A patient also is being provided an injection to the supraspinatus tendon based on the physical findings. The procedure for injection of the trigger point for trapezius muscle for cervical and thoracic fiber is described in the template. Injection of the right supraspinatus tendon also is described in the template. Thank you. Kindly send this report to jon@hirschinjurylaw.com. hirschinjurylaw.com. He's an attorney. His name is Jonathan Hirsch. J-O-H-N-A-T-H-A-N-H-I-R-S-H. Thank you.